NLP, The Essential Guide to Neuro-Linguistic Programming. By Joseph O'Connor and Ian McDermott. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. NLP, The Essential Guide to Neuro-Linguistic Programming by Joseph O'Connor and Ian McDermott is an introduction to the field of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. NLP is a set of techniques and tools used to understand how people think, communicate, and interact with each other. It can be used in many different areas such as business, education, healthcare, relationships, sports performance, and more. This book provides an overview of the history and development of NLP as well as its core principles. It also explains how it works and offers practical advice on using it effectively. The book begins by introducing readers to the concept of NLP. It explains what it is and why it has become so popular over the years. The authors then discuss some key concepts related to NLP, including communication models, language patterns, sensory acuity exercises, reframing techniques, and more. They explain how these concepts are applied in practice through case studies from various fields. The next section focuses on specific applications for NLP, such as personal development or improving relationships with others. Here, readers will learn about goal-setting strategies that help them achieve their desired outcomes. They will also find out about ways to improve their communication skills so that they can better connect with those around them. In addition to providing information on applying NLP in everyday life situations, this book also covers topics like hypnosis and self-hypnosis, which are closely related disciplines that use similar methods but have different goals. Finally, there is a chapter dedicated entirely to resources where readers can find further information about this fascinating subject. Overall, this book provides an excellent introduction into the world of neuro-linguistic programming for both beginners who want a basic understanding or experienced practitioners looking for new ideas or tips on how best utilize this powerful toolset. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Introduction to NLP. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, is a set of tools and techniques used to understand and influence behavior and communication. It is based on the idea that the language we use and the way we think are connected, and that by understanding this connection, we can use language to influence our own and others' behavior. Main idea number 2. Representational systems. Representational systems are the ways in which we process information. NLP uses these systems to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 3. Submodalities. Submodalities are the finer details of our representational systems. NLP uses these to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 4. Anchoring. Anchoring is a technique used to create a positive emotional state in a person. It involves associating a positive emotion with a physical stimulus, such as a touch or a sound. Main idea number 5. Reframing. Reframing is a technique used to change the way a person perceives a situation. It involves changing the context of a situation, or the way it is framed, in order to change the way a person responds to it. Main idea number 6. Strategies. Strategies are the mental processes we use to achieve a goal. NLP uses strategies to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 7. Beliefs. Beliefs are the ideas and values that we hold about ourselves and the world. NLP uses beliefs to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 8. Values. Values are the things that are important to us. NLP uses values to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 9. Metaphors. Metaphors are stories or images used to convey a message. NLP uses metaphors to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 10. Language patterns. Language patterns are the words and phrases we use to communicate. NLP uses language patterns to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 11. Rapport. Rapport is the ability to establish a connection with another person. NLP uses rapport to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 12. Outcome thinking. Outcome thinking is the ability to focus on the desired outcome of a situation. NLP uses outcome thinking to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 13. Subconscious communication. Subconscious communication is the ability to communicate with the subconscious mind. NLP uses subconscious communication to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 14. Timeline therapy. Timeline therapy is a technique used to help people let go of negative emotions and beliefs. It involves using visualizations to access and change the memories associated with these emotions and beliefs. Main idea number 15. Hypnosis. Hypnosis is a technique used to induce a trance-like state in a person. NLP uses hypnosis to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 16. Parts integration. Parts integration is a technique used to help people resolve inner conflicts. It involves identifying and integrating the different parts of the self that are in conflict. Main idea number 17. Logical levels. Logical levels are the different levels of thinking that we use to make decisions. NLP uses logical levels to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 18. Systemic modeling. Systemic modeling is a technique used to understand and replicate complex behavior. It involves breaking down a behavior into its component parts and then replicating it. Main idea number 19. Change personal history. Change personal history is a technique used to help people let go of negative memories and beliefs. It involves changing the way a person perceives a past event in order to change the way they respond to it. Main idea number 20. New behavior generator. The new behavior generator is a technique used to create new behaviors. It involves identifying the desired behavior, breaking it down into its component parts, and then creating a plan to achieve it. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior. It can be used to help people become more effective communicators, better problem solvers, and more successful in their personal and professional lives. NLP focuses on the connection between language, thought processes, and behavior. By recognizing patterns of communication that are associated with certain behaviors or outcomes, we can use language to influence our own thoughts and actions as well as those of others. At its core, NLP is about understanding how the mind works so that we can use it to our advantage. It involves learning how to recognize patterns in language that indicate underlying beliefs or values which may be driving someone's behavior. Once these patterns have been identified, they can then be changed or modified in order to create desired results. NLP also teaches us how to communicate effectively by using specific techniques such as reframing statements into positive ones, mirroring body language, asking open-ended questions, listening actively, providing feedback without judgment, being aware of nonverbal cues such as facial expressions and tone of voice, setting clear boundaries when communicating with others, using humor appropriately, etc. In short, NLP provides an invaluable set of tools for improving communication skills both personally and professionally. With practice, anyone can learn how to use these tools effectively in order to achieve greater success in life. Main idea number 2. Representational systems are the ways in which we process information. They include visual, auditory, kinesthetic, feeling, olfactory, smell, and gustatory, taste. NLP uses these systems to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. By understanding how someone processes information through their representational system of choice, it is possible to tailor communication so that it resonates with them more effectively. For example, if someone prefers a visual representation of information, they may respond better when presented with diagrams or pictures rather than words alone. Similarly, an auditory person may prefer verbal explanations over written ones. Knowing what type of representational system someone prefers can help you create messages that will be more easily understood by them. NLP also looks at the way different representational systems interact with each other. For instance, some people use all five senses when processing information, while others rely heavily on one or two particular senses. Understanding this can help you craft your message in such a way as to make sure it reaches its intended audience. Main idea number 3. Submodalities are the finer details of our representational systems. They refer to the qualities and characteristics that make up our internal representations, such as size, brightness, location in space, distance from us or others, speed of movement, and so on. NLP uses these submodalities to understand how people think and communicate with each other. By understanding how someone's thoughts are structured, we can gain insight into their behavior and motivations. NLP also uses submodalities to influence behavior by changing a person's internal representation of an experience or event. For example, if someone has a negative memory associated with public speaking, they may be able to reduce its intensity by making it smaller in their mind's eye or moving it further away from them. This technique is known as reframing and can help people overcome fears or phobias. Submodalities are powerful tools for understanding ourselves better and influencing our own behavior as well as that of others. By learning more about them, we can become more aware of how we think about things, which will enable us to make positive changes in our lives. Main idea number 4. Anchoring is a powerful tool used in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, to create positive emotional states. It involves associating a physical stimulus, such as a touch or sound, with an emotion. This technique can be used to help people access and maintain positive emotions when they need them most. For example, if someone is feeling anxious before giving a presentation, they could use anchoring to associate the feeling of calmness with the sound of their own voice saying, "I am confident." The process of anchoring begins by creating an anchor point. This could be anything from touching your thumb and forefinger together to making a specific gesture or even repeating certain words out loud. Once you have established your anchor point, it's time to link it up with the desired emotion. To do this, you must first bring yourself into that state. For instance, if you want to feel more confident, then think about times when you felt really good about yourself and focus on those feelings. Once you are in that state of mind, then activate your anchor point while focusing on those feelings. This will help strengthen the connection between the two so that whenever you activate your anchor point again, it will trigger those same emotions within you. Anchoring can also be used in reverse. If there is something causing negative emotions, then simply find another physical stimulus which triggers positive ones instead. Main idea number 5. Reframing is a powerful tool for changing the way we think about and respond to situations. By reframing, we can shift our perspective on an issue or problem, allowing us to see it in a new light and come up with creative solutions. Reframing involves looking at the same situation from different angles, exploring alternative interpretations of events, and considering how different people might view the same situation differently. For example, if you are feeling overwhelmed by a task that seems too difficult to complete, reframing could help you break down the task into smaller steps that seem more manageable. Or if you feel like your efforts have been unappreciated by someone else, reframing could help you look at their behavior from another point of view. Perhaps they were just having a bad day or didn't understand what was expected of them. Reframing can also be used as part of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. NLP is based on the idea that language has power over our thoughts and feelings. Therefore, by changing our language patterns, we can change how we perceive things. Through reframing techniques such as reframe questions or reframe statements, we can alter our internal dialogue so that it reflects more positive thinking patterns. In summary, reframing is an effective technique for shifting perspectives and finding creative solutions to problems. It allows us to explore alternative interpretations of events while considering how others may view them differently. Additionally, when used in conjunction with NLP techniques such as reframe questions or reframe statements, it helps us create more positive thought patterns which ultimately lead to better outcomes. Main idea number 6. Strategies are an important part of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. They are the mental processes we use to achieve a goal. NLP uses strategies to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Strategies can be used in many different ways, from helping someone overcome a fear or phobia, to improving communication skills, or even developing new habits. When using NLP strategies, it is important to remember that everyone has their own unique way of thinking and communicating. Therefore, it is essential that you take the time to get to know your client before attempting any kind of intervention. This will help you tailor your approach so that it works best for them. Once you have established a rapport with your client, you can begin exploring which strategies might work best for them. You may want to start by asking questions about what they would like to achieve through working with you. From there, you can discuss potential solutions and decide on the most appropriate strategy. It is also important when using NLP strategies that you remain flexible throughout the process, as things may change over time depending on how well certain techniques work for each individual person. By being open-minded and willing to adjust your approach if necessary, this will ensure that both yourself and your client get the most out of every session. Main idea number 7. Beliefs are powerful forces that shape our lives. They influence how we think, feel, and act in the world. NLP recognizes this power and uses it to help people understand their own beliefs and those of others. By understanding these beliefs, we can better communicate with each other and create positive change in our lives. NLP helps us identify our core beliefs about ourselves and the world around us. It also teaches us how to recognize when a belief is limiting or unhelpful so that we can replace it with something more empowering. Through this process, we can learn to make decisions based on what is best for ourselves rather than what society tells us should be important. By using NLP techniques such as reframing, anchoring, modeling, visualization, and affirmations, we can begin to shift our thinking patterns from negative ones into more positive ones. This allows us to become aware of any self-limiting beliefs that may be holding us back from achieving success or happiness in life. Ultimately, NLP provides an effective way for individuals to gain insight into their own thoughts and feelings while also learning how they interact with others. With this knowledge comes greater self-awareness, which leads to improved communication skills as well as increased confidence in making decisions that will benefit both oneself and those around them. Main idea number 8. Values are the core beliefs and principles that guide our behavior. They shape how we think, feel, and act in any given situation. NLP uses values to understand how people communicate and interact with each other, as well as to influence their behavior. By understanding a person's values, it is possible to identify what motivates them and use this knowledge to help them achieve their goals. NLP practitioners can also use values-based techniques such as reframing or anchoring to help individuals change their behaviors or attitudes towards certain situations. For example, if someone has a fear of public speaking, they may be able to overcome this by focusing on the value of self-confidence instead of worrying about making mistakes or being judged negatively by others. By recognizing the importance of values in communication and decision-making processes, NLP provides an effective way for individuals to gain insight into themselves and others so that they can make better decisions in life. Main idea number 9. Metaphors are powerful tools for understanding and influencing the way people think, feel, and act. By using metaphors to convey a message or idea, we can help others to better understand our point of view. NLP uses metaphors as a way to gain insight into how people communicate with each other and how they interpret their environment. Through metaphor-based communication, NLP practitioners can identify patterns in language that reveal underlying beliefs and values. NLP also uses metaphors as a tool for changing behavior. By creating stories or images that represent desired behaviors or outcomes, practitioners can help individuals reframe their thinking in order to achieve those goals. For example, if someone is struggling with procrastination, an NLP practitioner might create a metaphor about taking action now rather than waiting until later, such as, "the early bird catches the worm," which could motivate them to take action sooner rather than later. Ultimately, by utilizing metaphors effectively through neuro-linguistic programming techniques, practitioners can help individuals gain greater self-awareness and make positive changes in their lives. Main idea number 10. Language patterns are an important part of communication. They provide the structure and context for our conversations, allowing us to express ourselves in a meaningful way. NLP uses language patterns to understand how people think and communicate, as well as to influence their behavior. By analyzing language patterns, NLP practitioners can identify underlying beliefs and values that may be influencing someone's decisions or actions. NLP also looks at the use of metaphors and stories in communication. Metaphors allow us to explain complex concepts in simple terms, while stories help us make sense of our experiences by providing a narrative framework for understanding them. Through careful analysis of these elements, NLP practitioners can gain insight into how people think about certain topics or situations. Finally, NLP examines the use of nonverbal cues such as body language and facial expressions when communicating with others. These subtle signals often convey more information than words alone can provide. By paying attention to them, we can better understand what someone is really trying to say. Main idea number 11. Rapport is an essential part of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. It involves the ability to establish a connection with another person, and it can be used to understand how people think and communicate. NLP practitioners use rapport to influence behavior by understanding the other person's perspective and building trust. This helps create a positive environment for communication, which in turn leads to better outcomes. The process of establishing rapport begins with active listening. This means paying attention not only to what someone says but also their body language, facial expressions, tone of voice, etc. By doing this, you can gain insight into how they are feeling and thinking about the situation at hand. Once you have established a connection through active listening, you can then start using techniques such as mirroring or matching their body language or vocal patterns. By developing rapport with someone else, you are creating an atmosphere where both parties feel comfortable communicating openly without fear of judgment or criticism. This allows for more effective problem solving as well as improved relationships between individuals. Ultimately, having strong rapport skills will help you build stronger connections with others that will last over time. Main idea number 12. Outcome thinking is a powerful tool in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. It involves focusing on the desired outcome of a situation, rather than getting caught up in the details. By understanding how people think and communicate, NLP practitioners can use outcome thinking to influence their behavior. This means that instead of trying to control or manipulate someone's actions, they can focus on helping them achieve their goals. Outcome thinking helps us identify our own values and beliefs about what we want from life. It also allows us to recognize when our thoughts are not aligned with our desired outcomes. For example, if you have an important goal but find yourself procrastinating or avoiding it altogether, then your thoughts may be out of alignment with your desired outcome. Outcome thinking encourages us to take action towards achieving our goals by recognizing these misalignments and taking steps to correct them. By using outcome thinking as part of NLP practice, we can become more aware of how we think and act in order to reach our goals faster and more effectively. We can also learn how others think so that we can better understand their motivations and help them achieve their objectives too. Main idea number 13. Subconscious communication is a powerful tool that can be used to influence behavior and create lasting change. It involves understanding how the subconscious mind works, and using techniques such as neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, to communicate with it. NLP helps us understand how people think, feel, and act in order to better influence their behavior. By communicating directly with the subconscious mind, we can access deeper levels of thought and emotion than would otherwise be possible. NLP uses various techniques such as visualizations, affirmations, metaphors, stories, and other forms of language to help individuals gain insight into their own thoughts and feelings. Through this process, they are able to identify patterns in their thinking which may have been preventing them from achieving desired outcomes or goals. Once these patterns are identified, they can then be changed through conscious effort or by using specific NLP techniques. By utilizing subconscious communication, we can tap into our inner resources more effectively in order to make positive changes in our lives. This type of communication allows us to become aware of our own beliefs about ourselves so that we can begin making conscious decisions that will lead us towards greater success. Main idea number 14. Timeline therapy is a powerful technique used to help people let go of negative emotions and beliefs. It involves accessing the memories associated with these emotions and beliefs, then using visualizations to change them. The process begins by having the client identify a timeline that stretches from their past into their future. This timeline can be seen as an imaginary line in front of them, or it can be represented visually on paper or in some other way. The next step is for the client to access specific memories related to the negative emotion they want to release. They do this by traveling along their timeline until they reach a point where they feel the emotion most strongly. Once there, they are encouraged to explore what happened at that time and how it has affected them since then. Once this exploration is complete, clients use visualization techniques such as imagining themselves moving away from the memory or changing its color or shape in order to create distance between themselves and it. Finally, clients are asked to imagine themselves looking back at their old self from a place of understanding and compassion before returning back along their timeline feeling lighter. Main idea number 15. Hypnosis is a powerful tool used to induce an altered state of consciousness in which the subject is more open to suggestion. It can be used to help people overcome fears, phobias, and other psychological issues. NLP uses hypnosis as a way of understanding how people think and communicate, and influencing their behavior. Through hypnosis, practitioners are able to access the subconscious mind where they can identify patterns of thought that may be causing problems or limiting beliefs. NLP practitioners use hypnotic techniques such as guided imagery, visualization exercises, affirmations, and positive self-talk to help clients make changes in their lives. Hypnotic suggestions are also used to create new neural pathways in the brain so that new behaviors become automatic responses rather than conscious decisions. The goal of using hypnosis with NLP is not only for therapeutic purposes but also for personal development. By accessing the subconscious mind through hypnosis, it becomes possible for individuals to gain insight into themselves and develop greater awareness about their own thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 16. Parts integration is a powerful tool for resolving inner conflicts. It involves recognizing and understanding the different parts of ourselves that are in conflict, and then finding ways to bring them together into a harmonious whole. By doing this, we can create an integrated sense of self that allows us to move forward with greater clarity and purpose. The process begins by identifying the conflicting parts within ourselves. This could be anything from our conscious desires versus our unconscious motivations, or even two distinct aspects of our personality such as logic versus emotion. Once these conflicting parts have been identified, it's important to understand why they are in conflict, what needs each part has that isn't being met. Once we have identified the needs behind each part, we can begin to look for ways to integrate them into a unified whole. This might involve finding creative solutions that meet both sets of needs simultaneously, or simply allowing one part to take precedence over another if necessary. The goal is not necessarily resolution, but rather harmony between all parts so that they can work together towards achieving common goals. By integrating all aspects of ourselves through parts integration, we can gain greater insight into who we really are and how best to move forward in life with confidence and clarity. Main idea number 17. Logical levels are an important concept in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. They provide a framework for understanding how people think and communicate, as well as influencing their behavior. Logical levels refer to the different ways of thinking that we use when making decisions. At the most basic level, we make decisions based on our own experiences and beliefs. As we move up through the logical levels, however, our decision-making process becomes more complex and abstract. At each level of thinking, there is a set of criteria that must be met before any action can take place. For example, at the first level, identity, you must decide who you are before you can act upon anything else. At the second level, values, you must determine what is important to you, and so on up through all seven logical levels. The NLP practitioner uses these logical levels to understand how someone thinks about a particular situation or problem. By understanding this thought process, they can then help them find solutions by changing their perspective or introducing new ideas into their thought process. Logical levels also provide insight into why certain behaviors occur in certain situations. By recognizing patterns in behavior across different contexts, it is possible to identify underlying motivations which may not have been previously considered. In summary, logical levels offer an effective way for practitioners of NLP to gain insight into how people think and communicate while providing strategies for influencing behavior change. P. Main idea number 18. Systemic modeling is a powerful tool for understanding and replicating complex behavior. It involves breaking down the behavior into its component parts, analyzing each part in detail, and then reconstructing it to create an accurate model of the original behavior. This process can be used to replicate any type of behavior, from simple motor skills to complex social interactions. The systemic modeling approach begins by identifying the components that make up a particular behavior. These components may include physical movements, verbal statements, or nonverbal cues such as facial expressions or body language. Once these components have been identified, they are analyzed in detail so that their individual roles within the overall system can be understood. Once all of the components have been identified and analyzed, they are reconstructed into a new model which accurately reflects how those elements interact with one another to produce the desired outcome. This model can then be tested against real-world scenarios in order to ensure accuracy before being applied more widely. Systemic modeling is an invaluable tool for anyone looking to understand and replicate complex behaviors. By breaking down behaviors into their component parts, it allows us to gain insight into how those elements interact with one another and ultimately produces successful outcomes. Main idea number 19. Change personal history is a powerful technique that can help people to let go of negative memories and beliefs. It involves changing the way a person perceives a past event in order to change their response to it. This technique works by helping the individual reframe their experience, allowing them to view it from a different perspective. The process begins with identifying any negative thoughts or feelings associated with the memory. Once these have been identified, they can be challenged and replaced with more positive ones. For example, if someone has an unpleasant memory of being bullied at school, they may replace this thought with one that focuses on how they overcame the situation or learned something valuable from it. Once new perspectives have been established, visualization techniques can be used to create vivid images of what happened in the past as well as what could happen in future scenarios. This helps individuals gain control over their emotions and reactions when faced with similar situations again. Finally, affirmations are used to reinforce positive thinking patterns and behaviors related to the changed personal history. By repeating these affirmations regularly, individuals will begin to believe them more deeply until eventually they become part of who they are. Main idea number 20. The new behavior generator is a powerful tool for creating new behaviors. It involves breaking down the desired behavior into its component parts and then developing a plan to achieve it. This technique can be used in any area of life, from personal development to business success. To use the new behavior generator, first identify the desired behavior you want to create. Then break it down into smaller steps or components that will help you reach your goal. For example, if you wanted to become more organized at work, Some of the components might include setting up an efficient filing system, scheduling regular meetings with colleagues and clients, and delegating tasks when appropriate. Once you have identified all of the necessary components for achieving your goal, develop a plan that outlines how each step should be completed. Make sure that each step is achievable within a reasonable timeframe so that progress can be monitored along the way. Finally, set yourself deadlines for completing each task so that you stay on track. By using this technique regularly over time, it becomes easier to generate new behaviors quickly and efficiently without having to start from scratch every time. The new behavior generator provides an effective framework for making lasting changes in our lives. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.